Thousands of pilgrims gathered from early morning on the hillside beside Pope Benedict's summer vacation chalet, nestled amidst the evergreen fir trees of the Italian Alps. Groups of pilgrims carrying banners and flags from various countries sang songs and prayed in anticipation of the Holy Father's arrival. And just a few seconds after 12 noon, Pope Benedict walked the short distance from his chalet to the raised platform erected for the occasion and was greeted by a brass band. The Pope was welcomed by the Bishop of Aosta, Bishop Giuseppe Anfossi, who said that he was delighted to welcome the Pope and to thank him for his presence and for praying with and for the people of Val d'Aosta, saying that despite the fact that the Holy Father was due to end his vacation this coming week, the Bishop said he is very welcome to return whenever he wants.
Area di montagna che l'accoglie è qui. Se lei vuol tornare, sarà il benvenuto.
Referring to the recent spate of terrorist attacks, Bishop Anfossi said that this was a time marked not only by joy, but also by sadness.
Il mio compito è sottolineare preoccupazioni e gioie. Poi c'è la sofferenza della nostra umanità.
The sadness, he said, of the suffering of so many human persons. Departing from his prepared text, the Pope responded to Bishop Anfossi, saying that this violence in recent days was a tragic sign of the presence of hatred in the world.
Che delle sofferenze vediamo la violenza, la forza dell'odio nel mondo, e ne soffriamo e affidiamo tutte queste nostre sofferenze, le sofferenze del mondo, alla bontà del nostro Signore.
And he entrusted all the suffering to the mercy and to the protection of God. The Pope used his weekly Angelus address to underline the importance of the Christian roots of Europe, and to repeated applause from the pilgrims, he made a passionate appeal for Europe to renew itself in the light of the Gospel of Christ.
Col santo del giorno di domani, domani ricorra la festa dell'Apostolo San Giacomo.
Reflecting on the feast day of the Apostle St. James, who the Pope recalled is venerated at the sanctuary of Santiago de Compostela in Spain.
Voi sapete che le reliquie di San Giacomo si venerano nel celebre santuario di Compostela in Galizia, in Spagna.
And referring to the great patrons of Europe, St. Bridget of Sweden and St. Benedict, the Holy Father said that looking to these saints, we spontaneously stop to reflect on the contribution that Christianity has made and continues to offer to the construction of Europe.
Viene spontaneo soffermarsi a riflettere proprio in questo momento storico con tutti I suoi problemi sul contributo che il cristianesimo ha dato e continua ad offrire alla costruzione dell'Europa.
The Holy Father said that he wanted to renew an appeal first made by the servant of God John Paul II while at the sanctuary of Santiago de Compostela in 1982.
Il predecessore, il servo di Dio Giovanni Paolo II fece, io, vescovo di Roma e pastore della Chiesa Universale, da Santiago ti rivolgo, vecchia Europa.
Making John Paul's appeal his own, the Pope said, I, Bishop of Rome and Pastor of the Universal Church, turn to you, old Europe. I launch a cry full of love. You, yourself, find yourself. Be yourself. Discover your origins. Renew the strength of your roots. Revive these authentic values that covered your history with glory and made beneficial your presence in other continents.
E benefica la tua presenza tra gli altri continenti.
The Holy Father went on to outline how Pope John Paul II launched the project for Europe aware of its spiritual unity, resting in the foundation of Christian values.
Sul fondamento dei valori cristiani, auspicò un'Europa senza frontiere.
Referring to the creation of a Europe without borders, but not denying its Christian roots, nor denying the authentic humanism which is built in the Gospel of Christ, Pope Benedict said, how much remains for this appeal to be put into effect in the light of recent events in the European continent.
Tra meno di un mese, anch'io, mi recherò pellegrino in una storica cattedrale europea, quella di Colonia.
To the delight of the young pilgrims gathered in the hillside, the Pope referred to his forthcoming apostolic trip to the World Youth Day in the German city of Cologne. In less than a month, he said, I too will undertake a pilgrimage to an historic European cathedral, the Cathedral of Cologne, where the young people will gather for the 20th World Youth Day.
Preghiamo perché le nuove generazioni.
We pray for the new generations, Pope Benedict said, that by finding new lifeblood from Christ, they may be in European society, an agent for renewing humanism in which faith and reason cooperate in fruitful dialogue for the promotion of men and women and for the teaching of authentic peace. We ask God, the Holy Father said, through the intercession of Blessed Mary, that she will keep watch as Mother and Queen on the way of all the nations of the world. After praying the Angelus, the Pope returned to the recent terrorist attacks across the world.
Cari amici, anche questi giorni di serenità e riposo stati turbati dalle tragiche notizie di esse grandi attentati terroristici.
These days of serenity and rest, he said, have been upset by the tragic news of terrorist attacks that have caused death, destruction, and suffering in various countries, in Egypt, Turkey, in Iraq, and in Great Britain. The Holy Father said that while we entrust to divine goodness the dead, the wounded, and their loved ones, the victims of these acts that offend God and humanity, we implore the Almighty that He will stop the murderous hand of those motivated by fanaticism and hatred, and that He will convert their hearts to thoughts of peace and reconciliation.
E ne converta i cuori a pensieri di riconciliazione e di pace.
The Pope then greeted the pilgrims in several languages, including English.
I offer cordial greeting to the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors who join us for this Angelus prayer. Upon you and your families, I invoke God's blessings of wisdom, joy, and peace.
The Holy Father delighted the native inhabitants of Valdosta by speaking in the ancient local dialect. And afterwards, the Pope left his platform to walk amongst the crowds and greeted many pilgrims who had gathered on the hillside, in particular young people and those with special needs. Those pilgrims and visitors who had travelled to visit the holy sites of the city of Rome were also not to be disappointed. Pope Benedict's address and apostolic blessing was relayed to St. Peter's Square via four large television monitors, and thousands of members of the faithful followed the Angelus from there. After his address, the Holy Father imparted his special apostolic blessing upon the crowds, which we share with you now.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini,
qui feci celum et terra,
benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.